This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture. Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12 on Joy 94.9.
And you're listening to Saturday Magazine with Macca and Tass, with a croaky voice, of course. We're about to move right along. We do have Catherine Dixon here from the Human Rights and Equal Opportunity Commission. The Victorian Commission. Anyway, good morning, Catherine.
Hi, Tass. It's a long name, isn't it? We're thinking of maybe shortening it, actually.
Any hints?
Perhaps Human Rights Victoria or... Yeah. The Victorian Human Rights Commission, something a bit simpler.
I like that.
But just putting it out there.
Yeah.
Any feedback is welcome.
Human rights, I think, is what it's all about. I think HRV sounds great.
Yes.
HRV.
No, except that's a model of a car.
Well, in this case, it's Human Rights Victoria, Macca. Now, look, you've probably been on the edge of some of the conversation that we've had this morning. We have actually been giving some of our... federal politicians and leaders a bit of a hard time about their stance on, you know, religious freedoms, essentially. Do you have any reflections on the sort of discourse that's taking place at the moment in Canberra?
Yeah, we do, Tass. So at the Commission, we've been really carefully looking at what's been happening federally because we've always taken a position that LGBTI kids need better protection in religious schools. And we know that the protections aren't sufficient at the federal level, but they're actually not sufficient either at the state level.
Yes.
So under our Equal Opportunity Act in Victoria, we've got some of the broadest exceptions that enable religious schools to discriminate against LGBTI kids. So that's something that we're worried about and would like to advocate to address.
So I do understand that there was an attempt to change those a couple of years ago, and they were blocked by the opposition.
So my memory of that, Tass, was that the Labor government tried to narrow the exceptions in the Equal Opportunity Act to actually, I think, better protect teachers. So I think the focus was really on teachers at that stage, but it didn't get through Parliament.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, we couldn't get any joy from the opposition when we had David Davis in the studio talking about their policy commitments leading into the Victorian state election. But I suppose that's...
Well, he's now leader of the opposition in the upper house.
Yes.
They all congregate in a minibus. Look, the issue... we saw the last week in Canberra. We saw, you know, the protection of LGBTI kids in schools and also... people and particularly children on Manus Island. What is going on, Catherine? Why are we having discussions about trying to set aside some of the most appalling policies and acts of a government in the name of the people of this country? How does, you know, it's Human Rights Week. I mean, how have we got to this place?
It's a big question, Macca. I think it's... if I just sort of go back to the issues around LGBTI kids, it seems as though the Parliament's got bogged down in how do we enable religious schools to still uphold a certain religious ethos, and what does that actually mean then on the ground? Like, does that mean that it's okay... for a trans kid to be able to change the school uniform to better reflect their own gender identity. And, well, we'd say yes, they ought to be able to do that. But then you get into, well, are we able to tell kids that they've got to go to chapel? Or are we able, you know, is a same-sex attracted kid able to take their partner to the school formal? Well, again, we say yes, they should be. But I think that's... where they've sort of potentially gotten bogged down I don't think anyone seems to disagree that you ought not to be able to, you shouldn't be able to expel kids from schools, but it's this middle ground, which we don't see as a middle ground, but where it seems like they haven't been able to reach consensus.
I mean, religion is a choice, right? You're not born a Catholic, they might think you are. You're not born an Anglican, you're not born a Muslim, you're not born Hindu, right? You acquire a belief. Your sexuality and your gender is genetic. That's, and dare I say, it's whoever your God is, it's God's work. So for me, this argument about religious freedom, it's actually not about religious freedom. It's about discriminating against people on the basis of a belief that you've acquired. If you actually analyse it, you know, 0.008% of the Bible, both Testaments, talks about homosexuality. Statistically insignificant, not even on the scale.
Yeah, and I think the issue is, you know, our Equal Opportunity Act enables religious schools to be established, and it would enable religious schools to sort of say, well, you need to be of a particular religion to come here. But I suppose we say that doesn't extend then to enabling any other kind of discrimination for kids at school. And I mean, ultimately, we know from the people that we talk to, and we know from all of the, especially talking to LGBTI kids, we know also from all of the studies that have been done that there's just such serious consequences for kids' mental health and well-being that it's just not acceptable.
And that we can actually prevent those mental health issues from occurring by just being inclusive.
Now, you know,
it's
David,
really simple.
David Marr said, you know, who we spoke to previously, that the latest polling on the ability to expel or sanction whatever LGBTI kids in schools has the support of 8% of the electorate. 8%.
Yes, it's interesting, isn't it? It's that sense too that politicians just aren't leading on these issues, and they're sort of a little, you know, they're... It's the sort of similar issue with the marriage equality debate, just that number of steps behind what seems to be the community values.
So as a Victorian-based agency, I suppose most of your relationship and discourse is with the Victorian government. What are the bits of legislation that the Victorian government needs to attend to, in your view, as a matter of priority and urgency?
Well, Tass, on this issue, we'll be advocating for the new Victorian government. So there's an opportunity, I think, now with that we've had an election and this issue's come up as a community more generally. We'll be asking the government to narrow those exceptions to ensure that, you know, LGBTI kids can't be discriminated in school. But we also think that the exceptions are too broad when it comes to teachers as well. And so that's another area where we'd be saying there isn't sufficient protection.
And does that relate to other providers of public services, for example, healthcare?
Yeah, it goes beyond schools. You know, the exceptions apply more broadly than that to other religious bodies as well. So not just religious schools. So currently there are very broad exemptions that enable discrimination in employment for people who identify as LGBTI, and you know the effect of that really is, I mean, it's already hard enough to come out at work, but if you know you're in an environment where you could get sacked because of it, then it's even worse.
So is the government receptive to these proposals?
Well, it's only week. Is it week one?
Two.
Week two. Well,
we're working.
We have already written to the Attorney General, but we haven't yet had a chance to meet with her. But that will be one of our number one priorities in our discussion with her.
And I'm sure she'll get the mental health angle, being a former health minister.
Yeah, she will.
And now, so Jill Hennessy is now the new Attorney General for Victoria.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now we're out of time. I want to encourage people.
We're getting into it, Macca.
I know.
Macca, can I just say one thing?
Absolutely.
Before I go, people may know that we've got a human rights oration next Thursday, and that it's at 12:30.
Benjamin Law.
We're streaming it live on Facebook, and it's Benjamin Law, and it's going to be a really great discussion. We have a human rights oration every year as part of Human Rights Week, but this year our focus is on LGBTI issues, and Benjamin's going to be speaking. And he wrote a fantastic article a little while ago about safe schools.
He did.
Yeah.
So. Oh, we've had him in the studio. Yeah. This is the quarterly essay you were referring to.
Mm. Yes.
Fabulous piece of work.
It was, yeah. That's right.
I read that from cover to cover in one sitting.
So
actually.
Compelling, wasn't it?
Yeah, and so personal as well. Mm. And we have had him in the studio talking about it, and he's great talent.
He is.
So congratulations for getting him.
Yes, thanks.
Unfortunately, I can't be there because I have commitments on at that time. But if they change, I'm going to try to sneak in the back
good.
Door.
Good. Yeah. Well, you're welcome, Tass.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.